This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The first hearing in what House Democrats are now calling an impeachment investigation quickly went awry Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I am respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. He tweeted from Air Force One, such a beautiful opening statement. Thank you, Corey. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Chinese official is headed to Washington to prepare for trade negotiations. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
An official Chinese news agency says a deputy finance minister will lead a delegation to the American capital to pave the way for the 13th round of negotiations, but has given no details of their agenda. The move follows conciliatory gestures by both sides ahead of the October talks on their fight over trade and technology, which threatens to dampen global economic growth. The two governments have both raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, causing hardship, notably in the farming and manufacturing sectors. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hong Kong activists were in Washington Tuesday urging U.S. lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Hong Kong protest leader Joshua Wong and Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho were part of the group appearing before the Congressional Executive Commission on China. For more on this and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Exit polls in Israel's national election show that neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor challenger and former army head Benny Gantz can put together a ruling coalition. Both sides hope the result will change as votes are counted during the night and into tomorrow. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The exit polls were announced at 10 p.m. just as the polls closed in Israel. Based on all three exit polls, Netanyahu is not able to form a majority coalition of 61 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Likud cabinet minister Tzachi Hanegbi said he believed Netanyahu's chances will improve as the final votes are counted. He said he still believes Netanyahu has the best chance of forming a government. Once final results are in, Netanyahu's president will consult with the leaders of each of the parties and recommend either Netanyahu or Gantz to try to put together a government. So far, it doesn't look like either the right wing or the center-left will be able to do that. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria accuses all parties in the conflict of cold-bloodedly pursuing military objectives, regardless of the cost in civilian lives and human suffering. It has just presented a report to that effect to the UN Human Rights Council. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Investigators say the battle raging in the northern city of Idlib, the last rebel stronghold in Syria, is being waged by all sides with total disregard for the safety of its 3 million civilian inhabitants. They say members of the terrorist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham have launched indiscriminate rocket attacks against military positions of pro-government and Syrian government forces, killing and maiming dozens of civilians. They say the response by Syria and its Russian ally has been disproportionate. The report provides a snapshot of the suffering endured by the civilian population throughout the country after more than 8 years of civil war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
There's growing evidence that a drone and missile attack launched against Saudi Arabian oil fields under the cover of darkness originated in Iran. Houthi rebels in Yemen, backed by Iran, originally claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, which knocked out half of the country's oil production. But U.S. officials say the available evidence is showing that is not possible. A U.S. defense official told VOA that a U.S. forensic team is on the ground working with the Saudis to examine the remnants of the missiles. Meanwhile, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman announced Tuesday that half the production cut by the attacks has been restored. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1. VOA1. The best music.